About a month into the season now, you've already had 2 weeks off. How tricky is it trying to keep the lads motivated when it's been so stop-start?
Not too bad this week. Gave us an opportunity to look at White Bull for a few days, to be honest, because that's going to come up pretty quickly after the next championship game. So we used the first half of the week really to look at White Bull, so that kept them busy and kept them interested. And then we've just switched back to Red Bull in the last day or so.
After you've done this game with Lancashire coming up on Sunday, there's a lot of travelling, isn't there? You start the 2020 and then within a fortnight the One Day Cup comes along as well.
Yeah, that's where the 2 weeks off early does hit you quite hard, because it means that you're not getting any weeks off after that. Yeah. And also we've played quite a few home games as well, which means that we're going to be on the road a bit from now. So not ideal, but it is what it is, and we'll crack on with it.
Lancashire have done well so far. They've only been 17 games in Division 1. They've won two of the four that have been won, and they were briefly top of the table for a few hours earlier in the week.
Yeah, they've done well to get two wins in, and they'll obviously come here with quite a lot of confidence. We can feel pretty good about the fact that we've played some reasonable cricket over the three draws, and three strong draws really. But would have been nice to have had the opportunity to turn at least one of those into a win. But we know we're going to come up against a confident side, so we need to be ready for that.
Batting wise, it looks really good this season compared to how you were struggling at the start of last year. You've had plenty of runs on the board. You've got one of your highest totals in the last match against Surrey as well. I think that's only about the sixth time you managed to get past 600 in a game.
Yeah, I think the pitches early season have probably been a little bit more conducive to batting than previous seasons, so that's helped. But fair play to the batsmen, they've taken advantage, and we've got 500s out the first three games, which is a pretty good return. And also, there seems to be a real appetite for turning them into proper 100s as well, getting on past just 100 and a couple of 130 pluses. And we've only had one guy dismissed, I think, for a cheap 100, so that's encouraging. The bowlers are going to have a lot of work to do, I think, if the pitches stay the same, but there is still enough there to keep them interested. I think the Somerset game here, we showed that we can bowl sides out still. It's just we didn't get a chance to do it twice.
Yeah, the weather hasn't helped either, has it? But there's been this directive to try and change the wickets this year. The ECB seem to be looking and wanting to create more spin-friendly wickets. But, I mean, what we've seen so far are generally five-day test wickets, aren't they?
At the Oval, I think you can call that a five-day test pitch, yeah. It didn't even start to turn on day four, really, except for the footholds. By the fifth day, we might have found a little bit more assistance for the spinners. But, to be honest, there wasn't a whole heap there, and it didn't really have enough pace to really knock anybody over. We haven't had a day three or four here yet, but to be honest, looking at the pitches, they've played well for the first 2 days, but I still think they're result pitches. I still think we'll get a chance to bowl sides out second time.
Jack Burnham was the third youngest Durham player to get a century in a championship match last time round. Paul Collingwood, 15,000 first-class runs, most centuries for the club now. And the Surrey game as well, your first four batsmen all got to 50, which is the first time Durham have done that since something like 1994. So lots of little milestones already being created this season.
I think at the Oval we had six out of the first seven reach 50, which was that's pretty impressive stuff, and showed some consistency. There'd be probably a couple of batters walked off there thinking they should have got hundreds though. I mean, we got two guys past 100, but it was a good day to score 100. That was a good pitch to bat on once you got yourself in. It's encouraging there was consistency in the batting as well as some guys getting hundreds, so that's good to see. But it does need to be maintained, because we're going to need big scores, I think, if we're going to win games.
The last time you met Lancashire was down at Old Trafford 2 years ago. It was possibly the most stressful match I've ever covered. Went down to the last over of the entire game. They needed four to win, and they just scrambled over the line in what was a big relegation crunch match at the time. But you managed to bounce back and stay up, and they went down.
I forgot about that. That was a big game. That was a big day, and not a good one either. It was a tricky dressing room after that defeat, because it was tight, and we'd thrown a lot into that last innings to try and win it, and to come up just fractionally short was hard to take at the time. I do remember that. But it doesn't really have an awful lot of bearing. Both sides have changed a little bit since then and moved on, and the league as it is now means that, I don't think the league really has a... It's not really a valid league at the moment, because it's so tight between top and bottom, because there have been so few results. And you know that if you get one decent result, one decent week, then that can put you right up amongst the top two or three.
Yeah. Jimmy Anderson and Ben Stokes are now with England, so both coaches have got selection dilemmas or selection quandaries there.
I think any time Stokes drops out, it's a dilemma for us, because we lose two players effectively. So we're going to have to make at least one change. And it's lucky that the second team across the board are putting in some good performances. It's encouraging that right the way through the club there's quite a lot of form.
Who's catching the eye then? Who are you sort of contemplating?
Well, James Wheel was in the squad at the Oval, and he'd earned that right. And then while he was away, Barry McCarthy did well in the second team as well. Usman Arshad started the season in the first team. Probably his match overs weren't as good as he'd have liked, but he's had a couple of runs in the second team now, and he's got some form. And although we're going cautiously with Paul Coughlin, he's doing really well, and he's not far off being in the frame himself. So, all four of them in reasonable nick, some of them slightly better than others, but they're all showing good enough form, I think.